This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Today I'm joined by Nicole Bates, the Senior Program Officer for Global Health Policy and Advocacy at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, to talk about the exciting outcomes of the Gavi Alliance's first ever pledging conference, which is held June 13th in London. So thank you for being with us, Nicole. The Gates Foundation is a founding member of the Gavi Alliance and continues to be a major donor, so I'm very pleased to get your thoughts on the conference and its outcomes. And as I mentioned, the Gates Foundation has been a significant donor since the Gavi Alliance was formed, and I know that the foundation has always envisioned an alliance that is supported by a variety of diverse donors. As Gavi starts a new chapter, what steps has the foundation taken to help the alliance diversify its donor pool?
So vaccines are one of the best long-term investments to prevent disease and give children a healthy start to life. And the pledges made by donor countries and the private sector on June 13th show that they agree. One of the components of our pledge on June 13th, which was $1 billion in additional commitments, was to mark $250 million of those resources to match contributions by new donors or new contributions. And the motivation behind that was that while investments by the foundation, the UK, and other generous donors have been significant, it's not enough for what Gavi needs to fund the full vaccine portfolio in the future. So what we'd really like to do is leverage our investments and incentivize other donors to join us in our support of the work of the Gavi Alliance. So earlier this year, the foundation partnered with the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates to invest in vaccines delivered through Gavi. And that was an example of how you can leverage and bring in new donors to increase the amount of resources that are available for Gavi. Similarly, earlier this year, the foundation matched Germany's increased contribution to Gavi. So what we see is that current donors may be willing to do more, new donors may be willing to come in when they understand that there are partners who are at their side willing to invest.
And Gavi has achieved a lot in its first decade, but the vaccine arena has changed. Demand is increasing, and the global recession has tempered many donors' spending on global health. So what changes do you think Gavi will have to make moving forward to continue to make a major impact on vaccine coverage?
Gavi's been able to save 5 million lives over the past 5 years, and in the next 4 or 5 years, they estimate they can save an additional 4 million more, and this is significant potential. Moving forward, it's important that Gavi will continue to do what it's already done, work with donors to make sure that there are significant resources to deliver these vaccines, work with manufacturers, as we saw in the week leading up to the pledging conference in June, to ensure that vaccines are available at an affordable price for countries, and also continue to work with civil society organizations, which do a few things. First, they help to raise the profile and visibility of child health, immunization, and Gavi specifically as a major institution for those agendas, but also as a major service delivery provider within developing countries. So it's working with donors, civil society, industry, the private sector that's really going to help Gavi be successful in the years to come.
And how does the foundation's continued support to Gavi fit in with its tandem efforts on the decade of vaccines? And how can these two efforts work together for mutual benefit?
Bill and Melinda Gates, the co-chairs of the Gates Foundation, in January of 2010 at the World Economic Forum, called for the next 10 years to be the decade of vaccines. They felt that with accelerated efforts by the global community in the areas of vaccine discovery, development, and delivery, we could achieve significant gains in health of individuals, families, communities, nations, economies, and really just have an impact that we haven't yet seen before, but we know is possible. And so Gavi plays an important role, first of all, in delivering a number of those vaccines over the next decade, shaping markets, as we've heard from other speakers, and also raising awareness for the broader child health and immunization portfolio. So it's important that Gavi has an action plan to raise resources, additional resources, make sure that they're purchasing vaccines at a low price, and ensuring that the rollout of these vaccines is done in a way that can maximize impact. That's going to be an incredible contribution to the decade of vaccines.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with us today, Nicole. And to learn more, you can go to the CSIS Center for Global Health Policy website at www.smartglobalhealth.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.